All right, so this is, you're training with a student who is wanting to develop his ear better. That's about it.
Awesome.
All right, man. So, just from my understanding, because I'm new-ish to dentistry school, I've been around for a couple months this summer, but I haven't worked with you yet. So, right. In that we're talking about ear training, I'm very excited. Ear training is like my favorite, probably, aspect of music.
All right.
Because I think, to frame it, like, I think ear training, the way we train our ears, makes music incredibly accessible. And all music. I mean, ear training can be applied to all the music you hear. I study music at Ithaca College. I'm a jazz performance major. And so we would sing, like, ear training. We would sight sing classical music, sight sing jazz, transcribe jazz solos with my ears, learn melodies, hear a song on the radio, and learn the chords immediately, learn the melody, all that stuff. And you can practice ear training anytime, anywhere, which I think is really cool. If I hear something and I say, okay, I can sing that song, I know this song, how would I play it? And the idea is, like, you can synthesize what those notes are, where they sit in your ear, and then kind of visualize how they would come out on the guitar if you played piano or anything else. It's awesome. It's my favorite thing. One of my favorite things. It's the thing I work on the most by far is my ears.
Okay.
So I'm excited.
Nice.
Have you done any ear training with Dennis before?
I've done a few classes, and I have a few of the commuter audio series.
Okay.
But I haven't put a ton of time into it.
Cool.
So this is, I was talking to Dennis last night, so this is me. I want to restart that because of all of what you just said.
Yeah. It's super, super cool, super important. From my own understanding, just as a way of getting going, what do you recall, what do you remember from the classes that you did with Dennis? What was the kind of stuff you guys worked on?
So, from the commuter series, I remember doing notes relative to the root, and
cool.
Then assigning a like a song
yep.
to that interval, and then trying to guess the interval. And then we did like an intro class that was like just major, minor.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, relative, like, up and down, I think.
Cool.
So that's about what I remember us doing.
Cool, man. Well, that's great. That gives us some really cool places to kind of jump off from. So I'm going to kind of frame you from where my training with ear training goes, because that's kind of the way I understand it to teach it. I got really into ear training in college, and it was through a class that was called Aural Skills, A-U-R-A-L. Skills, and it's based on sight singing. So the idea is your ear is attached to your voice. And the way we kind of, the funniest thing about music and being a human being is, like, we all sing, even if you're not a singer. We've all sang, like, as children, you're going to sing to yourself, and you're going to sing in class and stuff, and you're going to learn songs, and, like, if you're, you know, driving home, listening to whatever records you like, it's in your ear, and you're kind of singing it regardless. You kind of sing along.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way that your kind of ear works is tied to the way that your voice works, and you can kind of tie them together.
Okay.
To solidify. It's kind of like in guitar we have physical muscle memory and the way a note sounds. Like, I know my C major scale and I know the way it looks as long with the way it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And with ear training, it's like the way it sounds and the way that I can sing it is the way it's kind of tied that way. So what I think would be cool is you brought up kind of different intervals as related to the root and hearing where they live. And I think that would be something to jump off from. We could think about, when I think about ear training, I think about first, like, the major scale is the basis in my view of all Western music. I mean, you know, all music is built, harmonies, melodies, out of this major scale. You'll hear it in every song you've ever heard on the radio. Like, it's really just like the foundation. So training the ear to recognize it and recognize it in different ways
mm-hmm.
is really beneficial.
Okay.
So do you know, can you play me any shape, whatever you like, of just a C major scale on the guitar there?
Okay.
Yeah, you're all good. Nice. So, first of all, that sounds beautiful. Your technique is super measured. I really like the way that's coming out. That's awesome. So, what stuck out to me is you know what your hands had to do. You had one wrong note that you immediately knew was wrong, mm-hmm. and corrected it. But you also, your ear, I think, can hear each of those notes. You know which note is coming next.
Mm-hmm.
There's guitar players that play kind of robotically, where their technique is just beautiful, but they just kind of like rip through scales and whatever, and it's like, are they really hearing any of those notes that they're playing? And you, I don't think that was the case with you. I could tell you could hear kind of where each note was mm-hmm. as it related to your scale. And that's the point of ear training, is like, which notes, are you hearing everything you're playing? And when you hear music on the world, could you hear it and then play it? Right? That's the kind of thing that we're doing. So, when I think about a scale in ear training, I like to think about it just to start with intervals. So, if I knew my scale up to the fifth note, I want to make sure I can hear that and just be able to sing it back. So, I use solfege. Solfege is like just a, I don't know if you're familiar with it or not.
No.
Well, we can go over it a little bit today. I think Dennis learned the number system as well, but it's essentially just a syllable system to give each pitch a syllable so your ear can recognize it a little better.
Okay.
So, when I'm thinking about the major scale, the first five notes of the major scale, they each have a syllable. So, I go, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol.
Okay.
And what I'm doing is I hear each note, and I have each has a syllable to differentiate each note from the other one, so I can hear it. So you want to just do that with me? We're gonna go together. So start on C. So Do,
Do,
Re,
yep,
Mi, Fa. Sol, exactly, and then go back down. Sol, Fa, Mi, Re, Do. So awesome. So what we just did is we had to attach not just our finger and the shapes to each note, but also our ear.
Mm-hmm.
You have to kind of be able to match where your voice is to where that note is. And the syllables are so you hear, like, I know Do, we're going to be in the key of C today. Mm-hmm. Do is home. Do is tonic.
Yep.
C is my note. So I know that Re sits here. If I'm thinking Do, Re, that's not home, but it's close.
Mm-hmm.
Mi is a little farther away. Do, Re, Mi. That's, if I'm just kind of trying to give you an idea of like why those syllables exist, why they're there. It's okay. Kind of show you where in that scale that note lives in relation to home.
Okay.
So let's do it again, and we're going to play one more time, up to the fifth note, and back down. We're going to sing slowly along with it, just to get your ear involved.
Okay.
And then the next thing we'll do is we'll take the playing out and just make the ear work overtime.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, so.
Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol.
And back down.
Sol, Fa, Mi, Re, Do.
Cool. Nice, man. So that sounds good. The first thing you gotta do is kind of match pitch matching. So there's your note, and there's your note in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take the guitar out. I'm gonna give each of us the first note, which is home.
Okay.
Do, sing that with me.
Do.
And then we're gonna go up. So Do.
Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol.
And back down.
Sol, Fa.
Nice.
Mi, Re, Do.
Very cool. So the hardest note, we'll get it, you'll figure this out later, but it's Fa. Because between Mi and Fa is a half step. And it's hard to tune in your voice, especially I'm not a singer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I haven't practiced this for as long as I've practiced all of my guitar playing.
Okay.
And those notes are the hardest to hear. But it's good to, when you practice ear training, it's really good to have your instrument around because you can correct yourself. I used to do it on piano. I'd have to learn these crazy melodies. The way it worked at college was insane. It was like you would get called on randomly for music that you were supposed to prepare, and you'd have to sing it at sight in front of the class.
Oh, no kidding.
Or you didn't get to prepare, and it was sight singing, and you'd have to sing that in front of the class. It was terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
But it really made you kind of like check yourself and get that ear together, which I really loved. So let's do that. Here we're going to do this. I'm gonna have you use just your root note as home. We're going to think about it like going starting at home, going away from home, and going back. So first on the guitar, I'm gonna have us go do, re, do, mi, do, fa, do, sol, and then back down. Do, sol, do, fa, do, mi, do, re, do. But real slow, just on the guitar here, and with our voice to match, we're gonna take it really slow. Okay. Start home, go away, and go back to home.
Okay.
Do, re, do, mi, do, fa. Nice. Do, sol, do, sol, do, fa, do, mi, do, re, do. Cool. Now I'm gonna have you do it, no guitar. You can give. I'll give you this first starting note. So here's home.
Do, do, re, do, mi, do, fa, do, so, do, so, do, fa, do, mi, do, re, do.
Nice, Mike. Check that, play that C for me. You're there. So the reason I had you do that was it's easy when we're doing this with no accompaniment for the ear to drift.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened to me so many times I've lost count where I'm in the practice room trying to learn how to sing something and hear something and you drift away because it's difficult. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to learn melodies that modulate and go to different keys and stuff all without touching an instrument. You're going to drift.
Uh-huh.
And like I said before, the point is to have your instrument with you is to kind of keep you honest and keep checking to make sure you're where you need to be.
Okay.
That was great. It sounded great, man.
Okay.
So we're going to go farther. We've gone through the first five notes of the major scale, so there's a couple more here. So we went do, re, mi, fa, sol, and then we'll go up to the end of the scale. So we go do, re, mi, fa, sol. Next note is la, ti, which is the second hardest note to tune, and do. So do, ti, do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re. Do. Nice, man. And always keeping kind of your ear connected to this note when you're playing it to try to tune it to the best of your ability. And I'm not a singer, and so it takes a lot of effort, and I drift a lot, but you just do the best you can.
Okay.
You know, your ear is not defined by how well you can sing, but as you hone your ear, your ability to tune a note with your voice will also get better. Okay. They're kind of just super connected in that way. Let's do that again. We're going to go all the way up the scale and all the way back down, playing it as well as singing it.
Okay.
Super slow. Just right. Just kind of trying to get our ears involved with what our hands have been doing for a long time.
Okay.
Alrighty, so.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do.
Cool, man. Cool. That sounds great. We're gonna take the guitar away this time.
Okay.
Do it the same way, just building on what we were doing before.
Okay.
So I'm gonna give you this note, and you can slowly but surely sing your way through and try to tune each note the best you can.
Okay.
And if it happens that there's some drifting, I'll give you a note to help you reach it.
Okay.
This is your home. This is do.
Do. Do. Re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do.
Nice, man. Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful. Each of your notes is super in tune, which is really, really good.
Okay.
I think the most important building block, like I touched on before, is to really get that major scale down because there's so much music that is built out of the major scale. And when you start to really practice this mm-hmm. every day, you're going to hear little snippets where you're gonna say, oh, that was you know, re, mi, fa, or whatever. That'll just yeah. pop out. And what will happen is you're like, oh, well, if I wanted to play that, I'd go on the guitar and I would go. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of idea. That's what okay. makes this thing so cool.
Nice.
This time, so we have our whole scale now. And we're going to go start at home, go away from home, and go back up the whole scale. So okay. this is, I remember you were talking about Dennis would have you pick a song with an interval, like a wide interval, so you'd get used to that.
Yep.
And this is the kind of thing, like, okay, getting an interval, used to an interval, how it sounds related to your root. Because mm-hmm. it's the easiest thing we can do when we're thinking about ear training is kind of relate everything back to our strongest note, which is tonic, which is home.
Yeah.
It's do. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Cool, so we're going to go up with a guitar,
okay.
go all the way up the scale and back down. Super slow, really just trying to connect that ear to those fingers. All
right.
Do, re, do, mi, do, fa, do, sol, do, la, do. Back down. Do.
Oh, sorry.
All good. Do.
Do.
Do. Oh, all good. Take a big breath. It's,
okay.
It's part of the practice of this is to learn how to breathe while you sing, which is something I've still done a ton of work on. So.
Okay, all right.
All right, back at.
Do.
Do.
Nice.
Do. Ti. Do. La. Do. So.
Man, how's that feel?
A little weird.
Yeah, super weird.
Yep.
It's the idea of like this is musicality that you've been dealing with the whole time you've played guitar. I have all the confidence in the world that you know your C major scale and that you can play it. And I heard you do it at the top of the lesson, but it's re-engineering your thinking into thinking about the ear and saying what are each of those notes doing? Where do they live?
Mm-hmm.
The idea is, what is that note going to sound like before I play it?
Right.
So I'm a jazz musician. That's pretty much all I do when things are going well, is just playing jazz and different jazz bands, different groups and gigging around, stuff like that. And when I improvise, when I solo, my goal is to hear every single note I'm going to play before I play it. That's the idea. Because yeah. like then you're actually speaking, you're singing, you're improvising music that's coming out of you. It's not just you playing an instrument through a scale.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
That's kind of the idea. It's a super cool concept. It makes the idea of playing music in my mind just deeper. I love it.
Okay.
So I'm gonna put you out on your own here. I'm gonna have you sing from the root up the scale, going back to the root each time.
Okay.
All the way to the top and back down. And like I said before, if there's correcting that needs to happen, I'll give you the notes so you can tune it and just keep on chugging through.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yep, sounds good.
All right.
All right.
I'll give you this one.
Do, re, do, mi,
nice.
Do, fa, do, so, do, la, do, ti, do, do.
Nice.
And am I going from the bottom? Yeah.
Yep, start with that bottom note.
Yep.
Do, 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 ti, do, la, do, so, do, fa, do, mi, do, re, do.
Pretty in tune, man. That's pretty in tune. That's all awesome.
Okay.
How'd that feel?
About good as it could be right now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tricky. It's a totally new ball game when you start to like think about, I mean, those octave intervals are hard to sing. That's a huge interval. And it seems pretty easy when you just think about it as, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or, but when you think about how it's connected to your ear and how it would come out if you sang it, it's a totally different thing, right?
Right.
Awesome. Well, that's cool. That's really cool. So those are two kind of foundational steps that I would do in ear training to see, like, can we hear where home is and where the notes in the major scale are away from home. So this exercise, it kind of reminds me of something I had a couple teachers do when I would play in, like, jazz bands in high school, growing up, that kind of thing. We would have teachers that would, like, warm up the band by playing something and have us, everybody in the band, play that back.
Okay.
So then they go like, and then the whole band go, on their instruments.
Okay.
That kind of thing, like, on their instruments.
Gotcha.
And so the idea is, like, can you hear it and can you synthesize it? We're going to do something that's kind of similar along the lines of that, where I'm going to have you play just kind of drone on your home note there. And I'm going to play some notes, and I'm going to have you hear them and sing them and tell me which ones they are.
Okay.
Out of the major scale.
Out of the major
scale. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Cool. Does. So give me some C there. So where am I now?
I think you're Do with me.
Cool, sing it.
Do.
Nice.
Do,
cool.
Do.
Okay, Rio?
Me.
Nice. Sing it.
Me.
Nice. Awesome. Keep going here.
So.
Nice. Yeah, sing it. Sing it out.
So.
Nice. Awesome. So. Sol, do, right? There it is. So you got a little bit stuck there. Do you know what I would do when I was stuck there? I would go in my head, or you could do it out loud. I don't care.
Okay.
What note is that? I go, do, re, mi, fa, sol. It is sol. Like, there it is.
Okay.
You can check yourself by climbing up to it.
Okay.
There's all these ways of being like, okay, where I know where tonic is. I can hear re. There's mi. Ah, that's got to be sol.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense? And you did that, and you did it in your head. You don't have to do it in your head. You can sing it out if you want to.
Sing it out. Okay.
But that's a great tactic to be like, okay, what note is that? Okay, we're going to keep going. Sing do. Yeah, find do with your voice, kid.
Yep.
Do.
Ray.
Yep, sing it.
Yep.
Do,
re└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└','////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////
cool. Here I am playing it, no syllables attached, and you're able to, like, go through some checks to figure out what note is that and how would I play it.
Okay.
That's the idea. That's the coolest part of ear training. That's why we do it. Synthesize what you hear out in the world musically and figure out how it works, why it works, what is it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that'll become quicker.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like you'll be, I'll be able to hear it instant.
Totally.
Okay.
If you really practice ear training and you sing, like you could get a book and sing along with it. You could sing along with your playing, give yourself exercise and practice.
Okay.
That'll speed way up. I practice ear training all day, every day. I can't turn it off.
Once you get it, you're hearing it all the time.
All the time. It's like, I'm obsessed with it. It's really, it's really cool. Cool, man. We're going to keep going. All right. I'm going to keep going with this one note thing for a little bit, and then I'm going to do a couple notes and have you kind of recognize them.
Okay.
So, going on with do. So, I'm going to have you do do. Sing do.
Do.
Do. Here's a note.
Do.
Do. Sounds against that root note. Yeah. La do, sing la do,
la do,
la do,
la do.
Nice. Stay with do.
Do.
Here's another note. Tough because, like I said before, octaves are easy, like it's the same note, but out of context, it's way far away from your home note,
right?
Super cool, man. You found it though, you found it. And you can also, do you have a question?
No, I was just gonna say, once I thought it was T, and you're like, here is T, you can hear it instantly,
exactly. So, you're touching on something that is huge, a huge part of Western music theory, which is. The relationship of T to Do.
Okay.
T is that note that drives, it has to go to Do.
There's
nowhere else that could go, you know what I mean? It's a half step away, it's gotta go to Do. That's its driving function of music. So when we think about chords, like, one of the biggest chord relationships is like the one chord to the five chord and back to the one chord. I don't know how much of this you've gotten into with Dennis or any of it, but.
Yeah.
Just for a quick tangent, because you touched on it, is like that driving pull of the five chord to the one chord, if I'm going. Those notes, if we boil down to just the three notes that make up the chord, that driving note is the difference is Do and T. Do and sing T. Where does T have to go?
Right to the
So it's an interesting thing. That is a huge function of Western music. It's like 5-1, T to Do. It's everywhere, man. It's everywhere. Super cool. Super cool that you touched on that. Awesome. Okay, cool, man. Let's see. We got plenty of time here. Let's do a little bit more of this kind of singing against the root note, just to practice your intervals and throw a couple curveballs at you.
Okay.
And then I'll have you do it. Right now we're thinking about singing and what note can you hear and can you sing it back, and then we'll think about playing a little bit too.
Okay.
Cool.
Sounds good.
And the, another thing I wanted to touch on, so say I remember you climbed up to Seoul really comfortably. This note, I think one of might have been the first one we did. I can't remember. Do Seoul, sing that. Do Seoul, Do Seoul, and go Seoul, Fa, Mi, Re, Do.
Do Seoul. Yeah. You want me to sing it or and play it?
Or? Sing is great. You can play it too, okay, if you need to.
Do So Fa Mi Re Do.
Nice. So what you can do, I remember I went and then I went up to, think about that last note, Sol. Where are you here with Sol? If you, this was the last one you heard, keep that in your ear. Sol, 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 Sol. Which note is this then? If this is Sol. Yeah.
So la,
and then it makes sense to go la ti,
la ti,
and ti do,
ti do.
My point is, it's like soul was like a little bookmark for me,
mm-hmm,
where it's like, okay, I can hear that fifth, that interval of fifth, do and soul, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
I can hear that do soul pretty well. I mean, it's a pretty comfortable interval for my ear, and it will become okay, pretty comfortable for you, I think. And then so it's like a little bookmark. I know where Sol is. Do Sol, so La must just be right here. Instead of having to go, it's fine to go Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La to get there.
Okay.
But you can almost bookmark those notes if you keep them in your memory and in your ear.
Okay.
And that kind of touches on a huge part of your training is musical memory. What did you hear? Can you characterize it? And then can you remember it? Another part of that class I was telling you about that I took in college would be dictation. And they would play us melodies and rhythms, and the two together, in the class on the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And our job was to dictate them, so write them down. What were the notes, what were the rhythmic values, and what pitches were they?
Okay.
And the point of that was you'd have to do what we're doing right now, which is hear the note as related to tonic, and hear what the pitch relationship was. But you also had to remember, you know, if they're going to play you maybe 32 bars of music,
mm-hmm,
you have to remember all of that.
Right.
And that musical memory thing is really good for your ear training because you can reference what you heard before. And you'll notice, you know, going on, there are patterns in music and they'll come up again and again in a song. Like, their melodic patterns are like how a song is built,
mm-hmm,
you know? The chorus of whatever song you listen to in the car on the ride home is going to have the same melodic pattern as it did the first time, the second time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So it's like hearing that kind of stuff is really, really good. Cool. Cool, man. Let me think about it. Let's do a little more of this, and then I'm going to do some play. I'm going to play you a couple of fragments together.
Okay.
And have you sing them and play them back.
Okay.
So we'll do a little more of this here. So we were on
do, la, do, la.
Okay. Play some do for me.
Do.
Mm-hmm.
Do.
Yeah, you got
do, la, la, la.
Really sing it out, yeah?
La, la,
and then
do, 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 so.
Yeah, man. Keep on
doing.
So that was do, fa. Build up from do if you need to. You got it. Keep working on it. Yes, sir. Nice.
Do, 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 do,
yeah.
Do,
do one more. Do, here you are, do. Do, 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 do. Take a break.
Ooh.
Crazy, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
A total, like, new world of music.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you become, I feel, like, so mindful in what you're hearing, right?
Right.
It's not just a note. It has a place, and it's got a name, and it lives within a scale. Awesome.
Yeah, I feel like once the confidence is there, too, because sometimes I land on it, I was landing on it, and I'm like, wait, that doesn't sound,
yeah,
sound quite right. But if you start to get the confidence with it, you'll start to, I can see the quickness start to
come
with it. Okay.
It's also like just familiarity with the scale and with where each pitch lives in your ear and just practicing singing through the scale.
Mm-hmm.
A good exercise is to, we can do this right now, it's a good idea, okay, is to play parts of your scale and sing other parts of it to like kind of check yourself in between. So if I said, we're going to play one octave of a C major scale here, just playing now.
Yep.
Together with me. Back down.
Oh.
Okay. Cool, man. And now, we're going to play the first two notes and then we're going to sing the third.
Play the first two notes and play and sing the third.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay.
Don't sing that one.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's supposed to. It's supposed to throw you a curveball.
Gotcha.
Yep. Yeah, and then play the next two. Sing the third one after that. Don't sing that. So start on me. Next note is
la.
Yes, sir. And play the next two. And two and back down, so.
La.
Yep. Sing the next note.
Me.
Nice. That's a great exercise.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, and that, so do that, and then I would guess probably mix up the ones you're singing.
Exactly. And, okay. Exactly. Do different variations, so you have to sing through kind of each area of the scale. And throw yourself a curveball. Like, don't make it easy on you.
Right.
But the same, and you can do the same thing with checking intervals based on the rhythm. You can play yourself and say, is this do, sol, do, fa, do, la, do, ti, in practice just to get used to it and get used to where those notes live.
So, okay, so that was, what we just did was a good exercise, but then also that too, the going back and singing the interval. Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's all great. You should use all of this in practice of your training.
Okay.
As well as just really practicing the scale. You know, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Really tuning each note and hearing each note.
Okay.
All that's great. It's all can be built upon.
Yeah.
So, cool, man. Well, let's see. We got like about 15-ish more minutes.
Okay.
So let's switch gears a little bit. This is still ear training. It's just a different way to approach it.
Okay.
So, we've been doing singing-based ear training. Which is great, because I think, like I said before, you kind of have to tie, your ears are tied to your voice, and human beings are, we just sing, it's our innate way of creating music. I wasn't born, like, with a guitar in my hands playing, you know what I mean, but I was singing little songs and whatnot. So, a good thing we can do now is to, like, think about it in context of our instrument, because this is, you know, still a guitar lesson and music lesson, but it's like, how can you approach from the ground up, how can you approach ear training as a instrumentalist, as well as somebody that's singing and hearing the notes? One of the first assignments that I got for my first, we had hearings for this class. We have, in music school, you do all these hearings where like a teacher, it's like a court hearing. You go in front of the teacher and you sing prepared material and unprepared material, and it's like, do you pass or not? It's called a hearing. It's
okay.
Hilarious. but we had the first one of the first ones I did was like, can you play Happy Birthday in three keys on your instrument? Mm. And what that was is you would have to hear each interval, sing it, and then work it out on your instrument in three different keys so that you could attach not only your ear to the song that everybody knows, Happy Birthday to you. I mean, everybody knows that song, mm-hmm. but you'd have to take each interval and really decide what it is and then attach it to your instrument.
Gotcha.
So that's what I think the last 15 minutes we could do a little bit of that. So we have our scale and we've been singing the intervals as related to the root as well as just the intervals in the scale. And now we're going to think about that and I'm just going to play. And I'm going to play just a couple notes out of the scale.
Okay.
And I'm going to have you hear them and play them back to me.
Okay.
Or at least take some attempts at it.
Yep.
So this is tongue. This is do.
Do.
Sing that to yourself, so.
Do.
Okay, so I got this. And I'm playing.
Do. Re.
Nice. And you can sing it too.
Do. Re.
And then. Nice. Here's tonic again.
Do.
And I'm gonna go.
Do, re, mi.
Nice. There's tonic.
Do.
Here's my next set. Nice, man. Sing that again. Play it again.
Do, re, sol.
Awesome. Okay, where's tonic?
Do. Do, re, sol, fa.
Yes, sir. Here's tonic. Give your brain a break for a second.
Okay.
That was a tough one.
Yeah.
Very cool. What I was doing there a little bit was kind of building upon your musical memory a little bit. Remember I talked a little bit about that before?
Yeah.
It's like I gave you a little fragment, which was do, re, and then you got do, re, sol, and then you got do, re, sol, fa, and then you got do, re, sol, fa, re. Which is kind of just like building on this idea in your musical memory. So it's mm-hmm. that you're not only hearing the note, playing the note, recognizing the note, but remembering where it is, where what came before it, what might have come after it, where it lives in like a consistent string, like an idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's another kind of core foundational part of using your ear and learning with your ear. If you're going to learn music by ear, and you hear a song that goes... you'd say, well, those first two ideas were the same as do 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 re mi do re mi. What was that last note?
Yeah. So.
See it?
So.
Yeah, and then you would hear that, and you'd be like, okay, that's do re mi sol. You had to kind of hold on to that idea and piece it kind of together with what came before it. If that makes sense.
Yeah. It starts to get, it felt sticky. You start to hear it when it came back around again. You're like, well, I know what that was.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go right to it because I know it was ending on that ray.
Sure.
From the example that you did before.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Totally. That's the idea. It's like, that is what I would call like your landmark mm-hmm. in the melody or your bookmark or whatever like you can kind of reference to get those other notes, your landmark is re. If you can hear re, there's re. Where are those other notes related to re?
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, and does it... So you're talking about like patterns too. So if you're going do re mi, and then it goes do re mi sol, do re mi mi. Like you start to now instead of thinking about it in terms of individual notes, now you've got, hey, I got this chunk, and at the end they do sol.
Yeah.
That this chunk, and then now they do mi.
Totally. Okay. Exactly. Because with patterns, you first thing you do is you think about that note by note, and then you have it, and then it repeats again, so you're like, I got that.
Got that.
There's that note that sticks out. What note is that? I already know what the last note of the pattern was because I did it before.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Cool.
Let's keep going with this.
Let me get it. So that's, as you're like listening to like a solo, like as you're listening, and there'll be motifs and ideas in there, right? And you'll pick up on that. You'll be like, okay, they just did that. And oh, he just changed it. And now he's doing another little pattern, but then he goes back to the first one. So you start piecing those together, like as you're listening to music.
Okay. 100%. I do that all day, every day.
Okay,
it's my favorite thing to do, and that's what I mean at the top of the lesson. I kind of framed this by, you can practice ear training anytime, anywhere. Okay. And that's what I mean. Do you listen to the Beatles at all?
Yeah.
Sure. So there's this song, In My Life, right?
Yep.
Right, that's the motive. When I learned that, I was like, okay, there's do. Do. Mi, do, re, mi. Mi, do, mi, fa, sol, ti. Mi, do, mi, fa, sol, ti. Notice the song. You know the song.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how you start to go about it. So that's everywhere. You can do that with all music. Once you kind of practice these foundational skills of where skills relate to each other and where notes relate to each other. Make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man, it's a really cool thing.
That is cool.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's my favorite category of learning and practicing music. It's my thing. I love it.
Yeah, I was at a concert recently, and they were playing a melody, and they were just kind of jamming along, and it went around the band, but you could, what I started hearing was kind of what you were just saying, where somebody would repeat something, and they'd go, and then they'd add their own thing, and then they'd send it over, like, where I noticed it, it was the keyboardists.
Cool.
And then they sent it to the trombone player.
Yeah.
And then you could hear her do that same thing. And then she was like, okay, got that. I'm going to add my own thing. And then it went to the trumpet. And then it went to the saxophone.
That's so cool.
And it kind of just evolved. Like, so the original concept morphed into, like, this thing that kept moving around.
Yeah, which that's beautiful. Which that's neat. Super cool.
Yeah.
That's definitely a really cool, like, part of the tradition of jazz music is, like, you'll hear a soloist, if you're really clued in, oftentimes a lot of soloists will take the last phrase that the soloist before them ended with and start their solo with that. Same deal. It's okay. Like, I heard what you're saying, and I'm going to say it back, and I'm going to build something from that. Right. It's like, I hear you, and I'm listening, and now this is what I have to say. It's just like a conversation.
Gotcha.
Music and language and conversation are the exact same thing. It's that's the coolest thing. As soon as I got into this as a concept, it blew my mind. Because it really is. It's like you're saying, like that band you heard. I mean, they're like, this is the idea that we're going with. I said this, now you say it, and add something. Next person hears that, and adds something to that, and passes around. It's because all of these musicians are clued in with their ears.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a cool thing.
Nice.
What band did you see?
I saw Tedeschi Trucks.
Oh, I love Tedeschi Trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them. I saw them last summer, and it was awesome. They're great. Derek Trucks is one of the most soulful players there is.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That was in Saratoga, right?
Saratoga, but I saw him in Canandaigua.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Good for you, man.
Nice.
Yeah, that's super cool. You're right on it. That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
Cool, let's see, what we got? We got a couple more minutes here, so let's just do a little bit more of this and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you tonic. This is do. I was switching keys before, so it's good to... Okay, here's a note for you.
Do, re, do.
Uh-huh.
Do, re. No, one more time.
Yep. This is do
sol. Do mi do.
Yeah, man. Oh, here we go.
Do. Sorry, I wasn't.
You're good. Yeah. You're good.
Do mi re.
Nice. Again. Slow going, but it's really cool, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man. So as far as wrapping up on a concept like ear training, it's kind of what we talked about before, which is, you know, all of this stuff is foundational to how music is constructed. Singing through your major scale with solfege, I don't know if Dennis teaches this or not, but I know Dennis uses a number system, but solfege works for me because that's what I learned. But you might hear people go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that one as much because when you get to trickier notes, trickier syllables, chromatic notes, that kind of thing, it's kind of ambiguous. So I don't use that one. I use solfege. But so singing and really tuning with your ear, each note, can you sing through the mid scale? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, and back down in your practice. Also, what we were doing before, relation to home, tonic, do, re, do, do, mi, do, do, fa, do, do, sol. You could practice going through your scale and leaving notes out and singing them like we did.
Yep.
You could go do, re, fa, la, do. You know what I mean? Okay. Every other note I would sing. Or back down, do, la, fa, oh, fa, re. I need to do that again. Do, la. One more time. Do, la, fa, re. It's difficult.
Yeah.
Really difficult. Mm-hmm. I hadn't done that in a long time, so I'm glad I did it.
Nice.
But that kind of thing, all that is great for practice.
Yeah.
And then give yourself, even improvise a little motif and see if you can sing it. Figure out what it is. All that stuff will be great for building your ear. And then, slowly but surely, start to listen out to your favorite recordings. I can listen to the Beatles and say, mi, do, mi, fa, sol, ti. Okay. With those, all of those same notes that we just worked on.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's how you can start when you kind of oil the machine a little bit, get comfortable with where those notes are, make sure you can really hear them and know where they live and all that kind of thing. You'll start to hear them and all over in the music that you listen to.
Yeah.
And it goes deep. I mean, you can sing chromatic scales, jazz scales, minor scales. You can hear chord changes with solfege. It's deep.
Okay.
So yeah, you got a lot to think about, but this was a really productive and cool lesson, I think. That was fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, man.
That's
absolutely
great.
That'll be something, at least for me, when I started working on this as a musician, it changed my whole worldview of how music works. And my whole, like, perspective as a player totally changed when I started to think about like myself as a listener and a player rather than just a guitar player.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, man. I'll pause Dennis's recording here.